actually the question, I hate to ask the question, but on, in the section, it says 2015, I'm reading section A12. It says here, section 2015 is amended to add the phrase skateboard, inline skates, and roller skates there too. So my question is, does that mean that they will not be able to use a skateboard in the village? Or roller blades or inline skates at all?
Well, sidewalk.
Yeah, if I remember. Without reading it in depth, I mean, I think we're just talking about a sidewalk, so you can't obstruct somebody else's progress on a sidewalk.
Because I just catch children on my way home, you know, on the side of the street on their skateboards, and being in the healthcare profession, we don't want children sitting in front of a television set or playing video games all the time. We want to see them out in the street exercising on a skateboard or, I mean, nobody really uses inline skates or roller skates anymore, but if it's a new fad again someday, it'd be nice to see children out physically active rather than, you know, there's all kinds of obesity problems all over the country, and I'd rather see the kids out on a skateboard, whether they're on the sidewalk or, I mean,
we'll read that over
again. Do we want them in the street either? I think
you're just trying to keep people from.
You want them on the street to exercise, but you want them in bed by 9 o'clock.
Well, that's healthy probably. I don't know.
Okay.
It's a curfew
law. Comment is more.
Just going back, I just wanted to say a couple more things about the skateboarding thing, which kind of ties into potential business. I mean, I'm not clear on in the here if it's saying just no skateboarding anywhere. Like for instance, I know at Paddleheads they've talked about like having skateboards for sale there. You know, what a common thing in communities is they perceive skateboarding as a problem. And then they don't really give the kids anywhere to go to skateboard. So just something to think about is like, if you're going to restrict where people can or can't skateboard, then think about maybe giving them a place where they can go to skateboard.
If you remember, we actually built a skateboard park, and it was there for 2 summers. No one used it. We had to tear it down. It was such a mess, so.
Well, that was a really poorly designed skate park.
Well, they designed it, so we gave them what they wanted.
I mean, I skateboarded on that skate park. It was horrible.
But the for every defender of skateboarding, there's a property owner who's had their steps or their property damaged by somebody.